If the pressure in the vena cava is around 5 millimeters of mercury, for example, we need to make sure that the system can tolerate it before anastomosis. Blood won't be able to pass through if the pulmonary outflow tract is obstructed or stenotic. It needs room to flow freely, so the pulmonary outflow tract needs to be anatomically sound. The pulmonary artery pressure also needs to be low, as low-pressure blood cannot travel properly through a high-pressure tract. So the pressure level needs to be below 15 millimeters of mercury. Normal left ventricular function is another prerequisite, as the left ventricle is the only ventricle left capable of pumping, so both its ejection fraction and filling pressure need to be normal. So left ventricular function must be normal. And in the absence of a tricuspid valve, the mitral valve needs to be competent and not subject to regurgitation. All these criteria are critical in order to create a total cavopulmonary connection.